Good morning, everyone. This is our GCCTA meeting, July 20th, 2026. We are starting at 10:21 a.m. You may begin.
Dr. Jackson, would you like to kick it off?
Sure. Good morning, everyone, again. You have the board, board agenda, but the contract agenda for today. Of course, our items of discussion is the teacher salary increase allocation, and we have other. And as a part of other, if you just want to initial this in for other, we have the contract signatures to sign off on. I know you mentioned that at the last negotiation meeting we had, bargaining session, so we have them here. The board and the superintendent and I have signed, so just we need your signatures, and we have three copies available for you all.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of a recap on where we are TSIA wise. I know when we started out, you guys came to us with a proposal. We needed some time to review everything. When we came back, y'all gave us a second proposal that reflected an actual increase to the base salary.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, I think y'all are waiting on a response from us. Is that
correct?
We're all on the same page there?
That is correct.
Okay. I think we're prepared to give that to you.
Can we do it just to have him copy so that I can explain my head to fix?
But we do have some stuff to present to you. But Ms. Mandela has a printout and I have a printout that are somewhat different. So we just wanna if we could have like 5 minutes to kind of rectify our situation here and make sure that we're all on the same page, we appreciate it.
Okay. Sure. We have caucus at 10:23. All right, the time is 10:33. We are reconvening from our caucus.
Just nice passing out some papers. There's two copies. Sorry, they're not stapled. But the top copy is a cover sheet. Just has some basic information related to the TSIA and some stuff that I think we've already kind of agreed to about it being reoccurring salary, following the guidelines of Florida statute, possible distribution or disbursement date depending on or pending ratification, things of that nature. And then at the bottom, we provided you, or on the next page, we provided you with a sample of distribution. When last we spoke, the one of the final requests from GCCTA was for the district to be mindful of their employees in the budgeting process. And so this proposal reflects that with a very modest contribution from the district. This would allow all of Gadsden employees to get a share or an increase, a salary increase this year that we believe is fair, bless you, that reflects years of service and takes into account that the bulk of these funds would be coming from TSIA. And just Ms. Mandela, you can correct me if I'm explaining it wrong. But essentially, what we've done here is using $222 of the TSIA money to contribute to years 0 through 3. Well, year 3 is $225.60. And then the school district contributing $277.40 to those folks for a total increase of $500. So they would all see an increase of $500 to their base salary, with that, the cost of that increase being borne approximately 50-50 between TSIA and general funds for a total amount of $24,604 from the district.
Okay.
Can I ask some additional information before you caucus? Sure. Part of the rationale behind our proposal is based on the law that was passed, and we look at the historical contribution since TSIA. And as you may recall, in the beginning of TSIA, part of the goal was to get teachers to 47.5. Mm-hmm. So for approximately 3 years, most of that money went to our beginning teachers. I think about the third or fourth year, it was a 50-50 split, which made it more money going to teachers above a certain amount of years, I think maybe 10 or 11. And then for the last 2 years, it's basically been everybody gotten the same thing. Our first proposal said we were going to give that we wanted the district to contribute $500 for teachers. No, your first proposal was that every teacher below 10 years would get $509.65. Mm-hmm. Our second proposal said we wanted the district to contribute, giving everybody at least $1,000. That proposal was rejected. And so this is negotiation. This is the bargaining process. The district appears to want the teachers to have at least $500, and we do too. We want to make sure teachers get as much money as we possibly can without having to bankrupt the district. And so this appears to be a split that is appears to me to be affordable for the district, costing only $24,604, which is at the bottom. As much as possible, we think the teachers should be paid well. We know that there are constraints from the state, from the district, at all points there are constraints. And so what we're asking the district to do is to share the burden or share the cost of giving teachers at least $500, every teacher at least $500 for this year. The law appears to be understanding that they're over the last few years, they're trying to make some corrections to what has happened in the past, and so it really targeted veteran teachers. And so that's why when we look at our salary schedule and they gave a max of $3,000, we tried to make sure that we understand that veteran teachers or having experience matters. And so I understand when you're at the beginning teacher stage and you see the small increase, you feel a certain kind of way. But also when you're at the top and you're getting just the same thing everybody else is getting, you also feel differently. So bargaining for us is a balancing act, because we have to try to satisfy the needs of everybody. And you all, so the same thing for you all. And so what we're just asking the district to do is to make sure everybody gets at least something that is representative.
Okay.
All right. That's all.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll call for a second caucus at 10:41. All right, everyone, we are reconvening for the second time at 10:49. You may begin.
Okay, so we had an opportunity to discuss, and so we're looking, I really think you did an awesome job with the proposal that you put in place. Because I do understand and could see how you were increasing veteran teachers to receive additional dollars. But with that being said, I do have a third proposal, and at this point, and we would also like to add your cover page. We would like to accept this as a part of our cover page with the third proposal. So let me give you this. Did you?
Yes.
And I think too, as it relates to the cover sheet.
Yes.
And we can, you know, kind of review things before we, you know, if we're signing or anything like that.
That's
but
fine.
That information mostly came from other proposals that have been agreed to.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that you guys are on board with that, you know, I think it's a good thing. But we may want to just take a look and make sure that we have all of the things necessary in there related to statute and eligibility and whatnot. So
okay.
Before we
make a decision.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think we can mutually agree on that.
Okay. Thank you. So this is where we're looking, and I know we have our CFO with us here this morning, but as we begin to look at the financial situation that we're in, understanding that the increase that you're looking at would be $24,000. And I know that doesn't seem as if it's much, but then currently we're trying to justify to the state, knowing that we're in a financial situation, that if we give this only to the teachers, knowing that we also have non-instructional staff as well. And I don't know if our CFO want to add to that or give something a little bit more in detail. Bless you.
Yes, the district is going to have to maintain their position of not being able to add additional funds because we are projecting a negative fund balance. And so when the state comes in and starts reviewing everything, that's going to be one of the first things that they look at is, okay, if you don't have the funds, how are you supporting these raises from general funds? And so that's why the district is taking that position.
Okay, we understand that. And just looking at what you guys, it's essentially the same proposal. Am I correct?
That is correct. The same proposal with the fact that when we gave you the first proposal, we said that it would be a one-time payment. After receiving guidance and direction from the state, we went and changed that. The second proposal would be a part of the base salary. And so now we're just saying the same thing, but we're going to let you know that those monthly payments will start in our September 30th payroll, if agreeable by both GCCTA and the district.
When it comes to actually trying to find the funds, the $24,000 for our proposal, have we looked at that? Are we expected to have 100% of the positions filled by the time school starts?
At this particular time, I know we're working on that. To honestly answer that for you, I can't answer that with a definite yes, because as we're looking for people, we definitely want to make sure that we're getting people that are qualified, and so it might take us a little longer to complete that process. So I can't answer that for you right now, stating that it will be done by the time school starts.
So there's approximately 225 positions, teaching positions, for this upcoming school year?
Yes, this is where we are based on our count back on June the 29th. There has been a few vacancies that we are aware of, but the principals are working right now trying to get, doing their interviews at their school sites to get those positions filled.
So are you saying there are going to be more teachers or less teachers? What's your expectation?
Probably about the same. I don't expect for it to be any different. Because since this time, we've had a few resignations, so that's where the increases with the vacancies are coming in.
And is there anything different on here other than this? There's nothing different.
So is the number of teachers, has it decreased?
Yes, as I stated, there have been resignations since June the 29th, yes.
And the plan is to fill those positions or not?
To fill those positions, yes. That's what we're working on right now. Principals are interviewing.
So I do have a question. So what we, and this is probably from this, for all of you, but particularly, and I heard your explanation. What we ask the district to do, though, was to build us into the budget. And I understand that there are other employees. You're saying that we're going to be at a negative for 25-26. Mm-hmm. How does that impact 26-27 being at a negative?
So even if we have a budget amount, we can't spend to that full budget amount because the state could come back in second, third calculation and cut us like they did last year. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that we're really conservative. And then we have to be even more conservative because we can't spend that full budget so that we can start building back our fund balance.
So when you start the new year, you will be at a negative?
Yes.
Or will you, so you're, okay. And there's no way to, because I'm just thinking in terms of household budget, there's no way to say, okay, we can reduce an amount here to add to an amount at a different place.
We're having to reduce everywhere and not increase any spending so that we can start building back our fund balance.
Okay.
So it's not, the fund balance is being addressed not just on the backs of Gadsden employees.
It's everywhere. We're trying to reduce all of our expenses with school closures and being able to move schools together. That helps us reduce the overhead from the multiple principals. It helps with the utilities, all of that. So we're having to just not spend any of that savings so that we can start building back that fund balance.
I'm new to the area, so I know there's a lot of history here, but I know the state requires you to maintain 3%. what's the explanation for the loss to the fund balance? Where does that come from?
From their calculations. We were cut over $1.5 million.
That's state dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whether... whether the district spends TSIA money or spends from the general fund, those are both sources or state dollars. Is that correct?
Yes. Except when the state is looking at our budget, they're looking at the TSIA to be spent in a very specific manner. And then general funds can be whatever. So if we're saying that we're already in a deficit, but we're adding to recurring increases, then that's kind of a negative thing against us when they're looking at, because they're going to come in, they're going to start looking at every single expenditure, every contract, every agreement, saying whether they think we should be in those or not. And they're going to really start coming in and going through everything with a fine-tooth comb.
They're already planning to come in, or that's just a...
Well, we've got to do our tentative budget, and then we're going to be submitting our information to the state in this upcoming week. And so they'll, within 3 or 4 days, they'll start responding and start requiring documents from us.
Let's talk a minute.
Okay. Yep. If you wouldn't mind, we'd like to talk this one.
Okay, we have a third caucus at 11:01.
Well, thank you all for the opportunity to caucus.
Wait, one second. Oh. We're reconvening for the third time at 11:08. Go ahead, you may begin.
No, I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity to talk and caucus. I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Mandela. She had some additional questions, I think, that we'd like to get answered before we respond to your salary proposal.
Okay, so two general questions. The student base that's increasing this year, how does that going to impact? And I hear you. How is that going to impact the budget?
I'm not sure yet. Yeah, so I got to spend the rest of today working on the tentative budget. So that's not even finalized for tomorrow's meeting yet. I'm going to just see how we are going to be able to save and cut those corners so that we can have a budget less than what the state's giving us, and we can start building ourselves back and seeing how long it's going to take us to get out of that hole.
My other question goes back to what I started with, because we really think, it looks like from your third proposal, you're wanting everybody to get at least the $500. And so one of the ways we presented this, even at the last meeting, and this is a yes or no question still, is foregoing this year the performance pay, which is $12,500. That actually brings the balance down to almost just $12,000 increase. And I see what you're saying, the state's looking at everything. But we're looking at ways of trying to help get this $500 to everybody. And so my question is to I guess our negotiators, whether or not that's no is still the answer in terms of performance pay.
That is correct.
Okay.
In that light, we do have a proposal for you guys. A counter.
I'm getting quite used to
this ought to help a little bit, didn't it?
With the amount being, and let me just rational one thing about to give you a reason for, I don't know if that's for you. The 222.6 brings the beginning salary to $49,000, which is an easy
explanation for people to look at and say, oh, the salary is now, the beginning salary is $49,000. That was the rationale behind that amount. We were, again, hopeful that the district would add more, but with that, the answer being not now.
And so in addition to that, DeMonte is going to make some more copies, but we have a salary scale with the new salaries actually listed in, and I realized that this only has the increases and the amounts in there. We even left 42 cents on the table, so we can start with a positive contribution back to that fund balance. Thank you for laughing at that, by the way, please.
We can figure out how to add it to somebody.
Give it to the person that has the most years of experience.
No, we can't.
That would exceed the statute. That would take them over 3,000.
So we've been adding it to the person that's right under there.
Don't tell mommy.
They want to know how you know where everything is.
Oh.
And who's trained so well. I'm not going to say who taught them how to use a copy machine.
Gotta give credit where credit's due, right?
He learned that on his own.
We've had an opportunity to look. We would like to caucus, please.
Devontae, where did you go?
Devontae. Okay, so we have a fourth caucus at 11:14. All right, everyone. We're reconvening for the fourth time at 11:32. You may begin.
Thank you, and we want to thank you all for allowing us an opportunity to review your third proposal, I believe it was. Let me make sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah, your third proposal, okay, and after reviewing it, it does meet the guidelines of what we were looking at and making sure that we did not utilize anything from our fund balance. And so we are in agreement with the proposal, the cover page, as well as the salary schedule. Gave us an opportunity to review all three documents. So we are ready to TA if you all are in agreement.
Can we agree to our proposal? All right. Very good.
Okay.
We're good. Thank you.
All right, so we're going to pass the paper.
And I have two copies, so okay. I'll start.
We'll just sign the first page.
Unless
there.
You want to review your documents before.
No. I think we're okay.
Be there. And this one is down for
And I'm just initialing the bottom, the second page, the second and the third page.
Okay, that's good.
Just to.
And.
Where it says this, if they could add up your third.
At the top of the GCCTA counter, could you cross through and put the third?
For the summary sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Can we get all of this?
Thank you.
What are you gonna be like? I'm gonna get it, and I'm scanning it to you guys.
We're gonna add it to them. To the, as documents out on the website.
Gotcha. So make the documents, gotcha, okay.
Then that way we don't have to.
Okay. And I put it, okay.
Ms. Ben Mitchell, do you want to hand me one of the contracts, and I'll start looking through.
Of course.
Get the door.
Okay.
Get the ball rolling on that as well.
And I have one for Ms. Mandela as well.
All right, thank you.
We don't want to go scan it.
Okay.
I'm also going to send a copy to them in their emails.
Okay.
In their emails as well.
Okay. I try and tell them those are copies for them to keep. I got the original right here.
Oh, excuse me. You can go ahead and sign those, but here's the original one. That
Those were your copies.
Oh, those are
copies.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so I wanted you to look through it and know that it was the same thing.
And actually, in that case, on the signature page, I know you guys had started this when Mike Dale was here, and he was the regional specialist, but that's not my title.
Okay.
Is it possible to edit that to say service unit director?
Okay.
Or, oh, you guys already have a signature on there for
From the board.
Okay.
You can still sign.
Yeah, it's fine. I would just cross it out.
Okay, that's fine. Yes. That's fine.
Okay.
That's,
all right,
that's
then
fine.
That's fine. Yep.
Okay.
Not yet. We haven't put it out on the web page yet because we was waiting for signature. So if you cross through and put service
unit director,
And then that'll have the title with the upload.
Yeah. You can call me whatever you want.
I do understand.
I just like for the record to reflect. That's all.
I don't mind.
Let me
get to that page.
Go ahead.
No, I just
want to say. And actually, with him crossing and directing it, we upload it like that so that it shows that it was a train.
That?
Right.
Along with what we just TA'd on today.
Right.
Yes.
Basically, I'm going to be able to see it.
That's the most accurate reflection.
I'll be able to see everything online.
Yes.
Because I'm going to put it up. That's it.
Okay. And it's the most accurate. It was a change. I am going to leave you guys.
Thank you.
I'll say this last.
You said the air conditioner needed to cross out?
I crossed it.
But this is the main one that's going online.
Yeah, no, I crossed. It was under my signature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I fixed it.
Okay.
And I added my initials just
Contract signed, and the TA is already in. Okay.
So I guess last thing we probably need to talk about is ratification, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know some of the other districts that I've been working in, what they're choosing to do is hold the ratification vote. They have like a back to school convocation or like a breakfast or something, like an all district event. I don't know if you guys have anything like that. I was gonna say that would be the most opportune time where everybody's gonna be in one place.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to do ratification vote at all the different school sites, I don't know that we can do that right away. But I definitely think the first week of school, the first week that teachers are back, would allow us time to notice it and do all of the things and whatnot.
Does this have to be approved by DOE first before we ratify it?
No. All that's required is that we have the TA. So we're by TAing, we've satisfied DOE's requirements. the ratification process here is just to make sure that our employees, that we get you guys paid.
And your membership.
So there's no presentation to DOE for approval?
Actually, there's something. Who sends it?
Well, we'd have to submit it to Suzanne Pridgens, but the deadline was by the 31st of this month. So as long as we TD, we've taken care of those issues. So we'll just submit what we've just TA'd on today to Suzanne.
Okay.
So there's no approval, it's just a submission?
Correct.
And then I guess we'll have to talk about the administrative aspects of putting the ratification packets and stuff together for us. But
the principals are great. They help us get it done.
So we do have, I don't know if you've all have worked with Sherry Coggin in the past, but her replacement started last week and was being trained.
Oh, she's fantastic.
So she is
retired.
Yeah, Sherry retired after 20 years.
Oh wow!
Very well deserved. Mm-hmm. And so her replacement is Claire Ellis.
Okay.
So you'll probably be seeing emails from Claire. She's already put together one of the ratification packets for one of our locals.
Mm-hmm.
She's working on another one for me. And we'll add this one to her list as well. But
okay.
bear with us a little bit, because we're also not only in the process of training Sherry's replacement, but we just found out on Thursday that we're being temporarily relocated from our office because of some air quality issues in the building. So until we can get an air quality test done, they've got us working out of headquarters in downtown Tallahassee. So we're not at we're not quite at full capacity, and we're not quite in our correct location. So that may slow us down a little bit in terms of putting stuff together. But we want to try to get it.
This is going to be emailed to you both, so that you know Claire can have my email address as well.
Okay. Awesome. Yep. And her email will be, and it's Claire with an E.
Okay.
And her email, it'll be the same thing as mine and Jerry's, you know, and Ms. Mandela, you know, first dot last name, that's what the EA.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's that. When do you guys need, the ratification to happen by? Like, what's the timeline for you guys and your ratification before the board?
Ms. Marlene, our board meeting is tomorrow, so at least we can tell them that we TA'd.
Okay.
But then in order for the first payment to go out on September the 30th, is there any additional, you know, ratification? Does it need to take place before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So if you guys,
I'm pretty sure we'll try to get it done I don't want to say the first week of school. The first week of school is always crazy. It might be the best time, so we'll kind of see, but at least by the second, it'll be done in August.
And then that way, it could be a part of our next board agenda.
In August.
In August.
August.
And that would still give it enough time to make it.
August 25th is our next board meeting.
Yes.
August 25th.
August 25th, okay.
Is the next board meeting after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And we'll notify you guys of the results.
Okay.
And then something else that I wanted to kind of throw by you. We're still waiting on a draft from Taylor County, but something that we came up with there was a joint statement between the union and the superintendent, essentially outlining the agreement that we reached and the parameters of that agreement. Not necessarily the dollar amounts, but the parameters were set by the legislature. The intention there is that in the chance that folks who may be critical of the union might look and see the superintendent's signature on that document and say, oh, well, this isn't the union doing this, this the superintendent is on board with it. Folks who may be critical of the district, you always get those phone calls regardless of what we do, might look at that and say, oh, well, I'm not going to call the district and complain about this because I see that the union is on board with it. So nothing that we have to hammer out now. I'm going to float that idea by you. If it's something that the superintendent wants to consider, we can certainly have that conversation. When I get the joint statement or the draft back from Taylor County, the district and Taylor's are going to work on the draft for us. Once we see that draft and we've made our changes, I can share that with you guys so you have a better idea of what we're talking about. But I think the idea is we want to make sure that everybody knows that the district and the union didn't hammer out the details of who was eligible and who wasn't, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That we followed the statute, basically. It may not be necessary, given that we used the money across the board. So that the fact that nobody's left out, you know, might alleviate that and might not make it necessary to do that, but wanted to offer that as an option if you feel that it would make you more comfortable. We don't have a preference, but
I don't think we have one either.
Okay. But yeah, just wanted to, anything we can do to be on the same page, I'd like to do it if we can.
Once we take a look at the draft,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
I'll send it to you, Dr. Jackson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right.
Next meeting.
Do we have anything scheduled on the books?
Nope.
No.
That's for okay. Did the 20th. We had the 8th meeting. But up to you.
So this is only TSIA.
Mm-hmm.
And so our other priority is evaluation.
God bless you.
Bless you.
And I'm pretty sure August for you is going to be extremely. Everybody's going to be.
Look, you don't even have to finish the sentence.
And so we may want to start looking pretty soon at a September goal. I'm not going to obligate you. Should I obligate them to August?
No, I love to meet with
them. Well, so you're about to have all of them.
So maybe as early September.
That's good.
So do you want to, we don't have to hammer anything out right now. Do you want to look at your calendars and send us some dates?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go from there.
Okay.
We can do that.
So it was TBA today, to be announced for the meeting upcoming in September.
Ms. Mandela, you mentioned individuals who had issues.
Mm-hmm.
Could you please
have them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either identify.
Okay.
Okay.
I would. Because I also mentioned about the appeals committee,
mm-hmm.
And so that would need to probably be earlier than the evaluation.
Mm-hmm. So we could look at what the issue is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can tell you for the next meeting. In September, we did have a couple concerns outside of the evaluation when it comes to the time clock and supplements. You know, not adding anything to the supplements this year. We know that. But coming up with a progressive plan to kind of, you know, boost that, we haven't addressed supplements in a while in the district. But definitely, I know we can't probably not do anything this year with it. But addressing the needs to have the supplements reflect an increase in that. And more so along the lines of me, of us agreeing to like a 3 or 4 year deal where we can get it to a better amount.
I have a question that's, related but unrelated to, it's a question regarding the vouchers and the scholarships. And this comment was made in one of the meetings. And I knew that, kind of thought this before. Is it true that students who were never assigned, were never a part of the public school systems, but are part of Gaston County get funding? Do they still get vouchers and scholarship if they want to go to a private school? Because I've made that comment before, and I just wanted to make sure that I was saying the right thing. Because that was part of the problem, that you're being taxed on students who never attended the public school before. Is that a true statement?
My understanding is that if they are Gaston County resident and eligible to attend the school in Gaston County, a public school in Gaston County, but choose to attend a private school, they are eligible for the scholarship.
So are they, good question, what makes them eligible and are they counted in the FTE?
Are they counted in our FTE?
Yes.
They're only counted in our FTE if they're actually enrolled in our schools.
So you're being penalized, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've said the right thing because that's been my take on it. Mm-hmm.
It's been a large increase from the first year to now.
Right.
We're up to over $6 million of our FEFP calculation.
But that's been the plan for 20 years. That's since before ZIP was.
To Mr. Knight's point about the supplements, one of the things that we did with success down in Wakulla, we had an MOU for a supplement committee that contained equal members of the union and the district. Mm-hmm. They brought some administrators from the various grade levels. Mm-hmm. We had representatives from the various grade levels, and they met probably, I want to say, at least 3 times as a group, looking through each of the supplements, determining what the value of it, as well as what were the deliverables for actually earning the supplement. Mm-hmm. And it made our negotiations on supplements, we would have done it in one session, except we didn't have the printer to make the changes that we both agreed to at the table. It made the back and forth on supplements at the table super easy, because the majority of the work was done by people on both sides who know the ins and outs of it, especially from our side. The idea is, well, we have teachers working extra hours above and beyond, mm-hmm. and they need to be compensated fairly for that. From a principal standpoint, it's, well, okay, these are the supplements that we're currently utilizing. These are supplements that we don't. We haven't had, I don't know, it's crazy, but they didn't have a chorus program at one of their grade levels for like years, but there was a chorus supplement. Well, we eliminated the supplement, and then that was more money that was allocated for other folks. So there's ways to do supplements without an increase to the budget. And actually, in actuality, as a cost saving measure, I think we ended up cutting. We were able to give more money to folks and actually cut the overall number of supplement positions without dramatically increasing the budget. So it was a very positive thing. So from your perspective, that may be an area, if you're looking to make some changes budget-wise, then that would be something that we could, I feel like we could assist you with.
We certainly have had several meetings with the supplement committee. However, we haven't met in a while, and we were addressing some of those issues and looking at the different positions that were being utilized. And there were several positions at elementary level that were not a part of the supplement salary. So it would be good to get back with the committee to start looking at that again and addressing that issue.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else? Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, one more thing. This is for facility. I'm sorry. I have to get it out now because my idea. I know at some of the schools there's been the issue of what's the cleaning cycle like at some of the schools when it comes to like cleaning the carpets and other
it stuff varies like with each school depending on the custodial staff they have there. So it Gaston County's high school cycle would be different from, say, a Havana Magnet or West Gaston. And it also depends on what summer programs are going on. Obviously, if there's not a lot of summer programs going on, it's a lot easier to take care of facilities' maintenance needs. Okay.
So can somebody, if they feel like their carpet needs to be cleaned, could they request it and have it done?
They can request it, and I don't see why it wouldn't happen. It may not happen as soon, you know, as they would like, because there are things going on that they have pretty much set in place. Mm-hmm. Today, this week, we're stripping and the floors and whatever routine each site has. But if you have, if my carpet needed cleaning, I surely would put in a request and hope that it would get to be taken care of as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. You sure you can't find anything else? All right.
Well, thank you all very much.
All right, the time is now 12:02. Meeting adjourned.